It's the In Case You Missed It podcast here on Kiss Country 99.9, brought to us by Xfinity. Kiss Country 99.9, we are backstage Tortuga Music Festival 2024 with the guy that I think has the best attitude in country music, Bailey Zimmerman. Bailey, welcome to our little backstage compound right now, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So I just walked by your compound over there, and I saw the cutest little puppy I think I've ever seen in my life.
So cute.
Tell me what it's like being a dog dad.
Honestly, so I got Marley, I had a girlfriend, and I was like, man, I just really want a dog. I just moved to Nashville, and I went to go get, I love telling the story, I went to go get a boy.
Okay.
And it was on Facebook Marketplace. I'm a Facebook Marketplace fiend.
Okay. Okay. Wait, do you go under your real name, or do you have an alias?
Oh, yeah, no, I do. Okay. I'm me. I'm out there, man, wheeling and dealing, you know? So I'm going to get this boy dog, and when I got there, he was being all crazy up against the fence, and there was another female that they had. The last one was way in the back, and when I looked back, she just like kind of crossed her paws and then laid down, and you know them big like, like the puff thing, right? And I was like, gosh dang, like what is that back in the back? Like, who is that? And I was like, come here, baby. And she just took this, like, slow walk to me with her head down. And when I picked her up, it was just like...
You fell in love.
Marley May, man. Marley freaking May.
Oh, she's so cute.
And since then, she's been on jets and planes and and buses and trains and everything, man. She goes everywhere with me now. We're, like, literally the best of friends. It's the coolest thing.
That's so cute, man.
Yeah, it's so cool. I don't have the girlfriend anymore, but I do have Marley. And
sometimes that's better.
Honestly, yeah. I got the good end of the stick, all right? I kind of won in that deal.
Yeah,
so.
You did. Does Marley have a Cane's Chicken deal or what?
Yeah, like, well, so we did a Cane's deal for my tour, Religiously the Tour.
Okay.
And, Marley might have got a few handkerchiefs and hoodies in the deal, you know.
Okay.
And honestly,
did you toss her some chicken tenders?
She gets some chicken tenders. Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Okay,
so
okay.
She got a pretty good deal.
She
all right?
did. She
hey,
did.
No money, but she got chicken tenders and handkerchiefs.
Hey, and that's all Marley can possibly want. So you're single right now. Where It Ends, In Power here, Kiss Country 99.9. Yeah. I think it's like one of the top one or two testing songs that we have, brother.
Thanks.
Thank you. You gave us a banger right here.
Thanks.
The people out here are going to be singing every single word to that. But I know you always thinking ahead, too. And what do we got? Because I know Dina was just talking about a song. What song are you thinking
Holy
you want
Smokes.
Next?
Okay, so we're digging that one. I know you just dropped that. Like, everyone's talking about that. But is that really going to be the next one, or is that just a tease?
You know, we don't know yet, because if I'm being completely honest, I'm an honest guy. I talk about everything.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to fake things.
Yeah, yeah.
I got this one song in my notes right now that I'm really, really proud of, and... I really want to release it, but I'm trying to dial it in right now.
Okay.
And we're in the studio with it, and I just want it to be really awesome, you know? But I don't know.
You never know.
So there's a couple in the thing where I'm like, man.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Holy smokes. That song is so badass.
Yeah, it is.
Honestly, I love that song since I heard it. I didn't write it. I wish I could say I did.
Okay.
But I didn't. But it's just a smash song. And then... with this one, I've got my notes. Everybody's wanting me to drop, but I'm just like, gosh.
But right now, it's living in the notes.
I'm trying.
Do you want to tell me what that one in the notes is?
I can't. I can't do it yet. Okay. I can't do it yet, but I just love the song, you know?
Okay.
And I'm not saying that everybody's going to love it. I have no idea. It might flop. I don't know. But I personally just love it so much.
And like, I think that's so important when you got a song that you're singing out there and you love it and you believe in it every single time.
So, you know, I mean... I don't know what's going on, man. I'm just trying to live. You know?
I mean, but your songs really, like, I mean, they pull at your heartstrings. I mean, they're deep. Some of them are like really deep. And you're a younger guy, so it's like, and you're fun and out there and wild and crazy,
and we
love it. You know, like last time we saw you're in that lifeguard shirt you just found backstage, and you were rocking that or whatever. But you can write some like heartbreak songs at a young age. You know, it was like, damn, he's been through it.
I've been through the ringer, man. It's crazy.
It's great.
It all comes from a real place. Just know that. I'm writing about some stuff that I hope it comes through that way.
And it does. And can I tell you, now that you said it earlier in the interview, I think
You're the Facebook marketplace of country music because there's something for literally everyone out here.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, you put that in your new Instagram bio, the Facebook marketplace, dude, because hey, there's something for
that's
everyone.
My new Spotify bio.
There you go,
I'm just going to go the Facebook marketplace of country music.
There it is.
Yeah. A little something for everybody, baby. Go.
There it is. We're backstage live. Tortuga Music Festival. You got one more?
Okay. What's the new project? Any projects? Are we working on new trucks?
Oh, my gosh, man. Honestly, I'm so blessed because before I got into music, I'm still a gearhead, but I was back then I started music. I was like, man, I just love lifted trucks and just badass cars.
They're sick. All the ones
I just love everything about it and dirt bikes and anything with a motor. I just love it. And so now I'm like so blessed. Like I'm gonna like twin turbo my Corvette.
Okay.
I've got a Duramax I just bought.
Okay.
I'm super stoked. I'm going to put a bigger turbo on it and a piping. I'm going to do some stuff to it to make it, like, do sick-ass burnouts. And, man, I give away trucks.
I know.
I give away trucks.
I know. It's awesome.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to start doing cars there, too, and other giveaways through BZ Motorsports. But, man, I just, like, I'm doing everything right now. Yeah. I just love the motorsports world. I love motors and trucks and just like the nicest show vehicles to the ones that look like shit but are so fast and like just anything in between. I'm just like so addicted to it. I just love it. So
I know they're bad. They're bad.
I got a lot of projects and I will continue to probably have more projects.
Okay.
There he is. Yeah. Good to know, man.
I love it so much. Yeah.
All right, we're live. Backstage Tortuga Music Festival 2024. Bailey Zimmerman about to hit the stage. Thank you, buddy.
Let's go. Thank you. Love you guys so much.